You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. This is the last episode of The Bromances. Thank you to those of you who stuck through this, what turned out to be a longer journey than we all expected. Coming by week after week. Apologies to those who actually found it too stressful in the middle and had to go away and wait till it was all finished. If you are now mainlining all 15 episodes because you don't like to wait a week between each part, then good fortune for getting this far. This has been really fun. It feels like it's been going on slightly forever. I guess it's been 3 months or more. It's been quite a tumultuous 3 months for me. So, yeah, it's exciting to be at the end of this one, though it's always a little sad to let go. But never mind, there are more stories around the corner, and there will definitely be more Fake Geek Girl stories in the future. Okay, so, as I mentioned last week, The Bromances is going to be published as an ebook in October. My patrons will receive the book a month early because they're the ones who fund this podcast and make it feasible for me to come by every week and read you bedtime stories. Or, you know, driving to work stories. However you consume these stories, no judgment. Okay, in 2 weeks I'm going to be starting a new serial. My teen doomsday romance story about scavenging, hearing aid batteries, and friendship. Yes, really. I'm very proud of it. So did we break the end of the world? So the week after that, I'm not sure how many episodes this is going to be yet. I haven't recorded it, so probably about four. For some reason, the story, maybe a little bit longer, we'll see. It depends how it divides up. It might be 6 weeks. So after that, in the future, later in the year, we'll be heading back to Castle Charming for the next installment in the adventures of the Hounds, the Quills, and the Royals. I'm quite excited about the next one. I've had the title sitting there for a very long time, but I haven't written it yet, so I don't know. The title is Let Sleeping Princes Lie. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to bringing some plot threads to a head. You won't want to miss that one either. But never mind all those other things. You're here for The Bromances. This is episode 15. Sage and the Bro Trip. There's only so much found family togetherness I can take. I love my mates and my band. Hell, even Ferd's weirdo posh hangers-on. They're all right. But Cinnovate Kiss or no Cinnovate Kiss, I was in no place to be around other people. As the nesting and viewing party started to morph into an actual party, with mirrors used to project kissing gifts all over the walls, I slipped out without anyone noticing I was gone. I went downstairs to Dex's art studio garage and wrote my song out, all over a pad of paper from the stash he kept in a drawer for me when I was driving up the wall. You know someone's a true blue mate when he makes a special trip to Office Works on your behalf. The paper has little drums printed on it. The pens are purple with glitter. Sweet. It wasn't good yet, the song, but it was something. It was raw and real and mine. More importantly, it was written. Finally, on the fucking page. Holly found me an hour or two later. She'd changed into pyjamas, though it was still the middle of the day on a Monday. Students, right? Animals. She had two stubbies fresh out of the fridge, and who was I to turn down a friendly beer? Come on, then, Holly said, swallowing from her own bottle. Song me. I passed the pad over. She read critically, underlining a few words and phrases. Bloody hell, Sage, she said when she was done. Is that what you've had in your head all week? No wonder you were driving everyone up the wall. Don't be jealous, babe. I know that's usually your job. Piss off, she laughed, and read the song again. It's not there yet, but it could be really good. All this stuff about living without magic, living with too much magic, the shit they put you through when you're a kid, the double meaning and the whole, baby, where have you been all my life? This could be huge. Like, mainstream huge. This is your ballad, Sage. It's not really Fake Geek Girl, though, is it? She raised her eyebrows at me. Looking to go solo, sweetie? Which, yeah, I was aware of the irony. Biggest fight we had this year was when I thought Holly was looking to build a career away from us, ditching Fake Geek Girl for the mainstream. I figured I'd sell it, I huffed. That agent who sold the song I wrote for Kraken, the one that got on the radio, he's been asking for more stuff. Could make some serious bucks. Holly's eyes went chilly, unimpressed. Sure, fine. Of course you could. But suddenly I wanted nothing in the world so much as her opinion. Holly's the most selfish, brilliant person I know. She's crazed. But there's a light in her. Music for her is like magic for me. It fills her up, sets her on fire. Hebe would tell me what to do, what was best for myself. And Deck would say a whole lot of not much, with some calculated silences left so I could figure out the right choice on my own. Bastard. But Holly? Holly would pick the band over me, every time. I needed that. I could trust that. I want this, she said now, fingernails digging into the paper. I don't want you to sell it to Kraken or some other great band who will turn it into a big hit. I want to sing it. I want you to sing it. There's a part for cello in here. I know there is. Yeah, I said, letting out the truth with a big breath. There really is. I don't care if it's not about geeky shit. I don't care if it's off-brand, she said fiercely. We get this one, Sage. We can do it. Yeah? I'd never wanted to hug her so much in my life. Yeah. She waved the song at me. Did you really go back to that crap hole town this weekend? Duh, I laughed. Meant to. Got sidetracked with my nightshade. Never made it past the curse markers. We should go, she said. Get in the van and just road trip to Sessie Creek, you and me. Work on the song on the way, paint that stupid magic-hating bullshit town all the shades of the super gay rainbow. Huh, she added with a frown. Maybe not just us. We should bring Juniper. I think she's been feeling left out of the loop. You and me in a van, though? I said skeptically. An unfamiliar expression crossed Holly's face. Lack of confidence? That didn't suit her. I know you'd rather hang out with Hebe, but she's all boyfriended up, and... No, I said quietly. Hol, you know you're important to me too, right? Hebe's been my best friend for years, before and after she was my one true girlfriend. But Holly's mine too. That moment in the campsite when I realised she'd been gone, and I hadn't even... That moment before the anger hit, that was the most scared I've ever been in my life. She stared at me now, seeing the authentic truth in my eyes. Well, this is embarrassing. For you. I groaned. Babe, I hate to break it to you, bro, but our love can never be. Holly, come on. You're an out-and-proud homosexual, and I could never love a drummer. I mean, I have some standards. I hate you so much right now. She hugged me so fast it was somewhere between an embrace and a slap on the butt. I love you too, you giant bag of dicks. Let's celebrate our true bromance with a platonic road trip to the town that tried to squash all the magic out of you. We'll take your song apart, put it back together, until it's so amaze, even our judgiest, geekiest fans will fall in love with it. Yeah, I wanted that. Let's do it, I agreed. Awesome sauce! She was making one of her lists already, stealing from my paper and purple glitter pen stash. So, we're gonna hex cock and balls graffiti to the walls of your old school, leave Fake Geek Girl flyers in the public loos, maybe walk up and down Main Street a few times looking like punk rock hooligans, see if someone asks us to leave town. Am I gonna need a cowboy hat? I think I'm going to need a cowboy hat. Possibly a dueling sword. And my sluttiest top, obviously. We fought all the time, like cats and dogs and bats and owls, like siblings. When rehearsals got tough, we tore each other to pieces. Sometimes I forgot how well Holly got me. All those things, I promised her. Also, we can visit the pub, where I guarantee an awkward silence will fall the second we step inside. Holly unironically clapped her hands. Best plan ever. Fine, I agreed. Pack a bag of trashy outfits. Write a note for Hebe. Grab Juniper. Let's go. Fake Geek Girl were hitting the road all over again. We were going to make magic together. Magic, music, and a whole lot of trouble. I felt better already. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. The Bromances is now complete. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. If you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. Next week, you have questions. I'll be doing a special behind-the-scenes Q&A episode. Please send any questions you have about my writing, this story in particular, the Belladonna U universe, any of my other fictional universes. Frankly, any question you think I can answer, give it a go. Put your questions in the comments of this podcast episode or email them to me at tansyrr@gmail.com. I will see you next week.